Hi, this is Fred Churchill and Joel Shore from TechTarget, SearchSOA.com and SearchCloudApplications.com. And today we're letting you in on a conversation we had with Aruna Ravichandran of CA Technologies prior to the 2015 CA World Conference in Las Vegas. Aruna spoke with us at length about important topics surrounding DevOps, including what DevOps really means, what CA is doing to support this new approach, what kind of skills and tech is required, what it means for software testers, and the benefits organizations can realize by doing DevOps right. Here's what she had to say.
Let's talk about the product announcement. Let's start there.
Okay. So from a CA perspective, or at CA World, we're going to be... So let me basically back up, right? So we have basically decided to double down on our focus in the DevOps world. There are three key areas at CA, and there are going to be major announcements on those three key areas. One is DevOps, the second one is security, and the third one is agile management. And for this conversation, I'll just focus on the DevOps. And CA is doubling down on the investment in DevOps with, by bringing to market three new products, both on the dev side as well as the ops side, as well as making some significant enhancements to an existing product which belongs under the DevOps category. So the first set of products on the DevOps side which we are going to announce are a product called CA Live API Creator. This is going to be a part, it's a standalone product, which is going to be a part of our API management product line. And this gives, customers the ability to unlock the value of data instantly, because now they can use this particular product and automatically create APIs. So if you think about API lifecycle management, there are three key elements which are extremely important. One is the ability to create APIs. The second one is the ability to publish those APIs securely so that it can be consumed by other app developers. And the third one is being able to manage the end-to-end lifecycle of the API. So we already have products which gives you the ability to create and manage, publish and manage the APIs with our API management product. And what we are now bringing to market is a brand new standalone solution which gives you the ability to create and expose APIs using enterprise data and business logic so that they can rapidly build on top of application backends. So in terms of benefits, this will allow developers to basically code 10 times faster and they rapidly do application development, whether it's mobile application development or web application development. So it accelerates application development with 10 times quicker time to market, by providing 40 times more concise rule definition. And it lives with the data on-premise or in the cloud, so it basically provides maximum efficiency and optimization. And it's a big part of our announcement into the API management lifecycle. The second product, which again fits into the create phase around API management and again a part of our DevOps toolset, is another product we're bringing to market, which is called Mobile App Services. And the reason it again fits in the create phase is that it comes with a set of common services which are going to be now exposed as open SDKs and open APIs. The other tool gives you the ability to create a new open-ended APIs. This one comes with a set of SDKs and APIs. And again, this gives customers the ability to, our developers, whether it's mobile or web developers, the ability to rapidly bring an application to market because it gives them access to open-ended SDKs and APIs. This also fits in under a category called mobile backend as a service, which is a nuance, which is a rapidly growing area in the market. And both these two products are brand new products we are going to be announcing at CA World. And this, they fit more into the dev side of the DevOps in terms of the developer tool set. And the third product, which is a brand new product which we are bringing to market, is called CA Virtual Network Assurance. And this is more of an SDN tool. So what this product does is that it gives our customers the ability to manage both physical as well as virtual networks. We already have a product called Unified Infrastructure Management, which gives our customers the ability to manage servers, storage, network, big data, all from a single console. Now, by bringing in a brand new product into the market called CA Virtual Network Assurance, you can manage not only the physical networks, the routers and switches from Cisco or Juniper or Alcatel-Lucent across the board with unified infrastructure management, you can also manage SDN infrastructures. So SDN is gaining tremendous momentum in the market, and this creates a virtual software layer which sits on top of the physical networks. And so now from a single pane of glass, you have the ability to manage both the physical networks with UIM as well as the virtual network with the virtual network assurance product. So it's more of an ops product, which fits into the DevOps category. And the last part of our announcement is not a new product. There are three products I talked about are new products. There is, we are making significant enhancements to one of our market-leading products, which is CA Service Virtualization. This used to be available as an on-premise product only. Now, we are going to be enabling this as more of a PaaS platform, and it's going to be available through Microsoft Azure Marketplace, which means that if a developer wants to be able to emulate their test environment by creating, by emulating unavailable systems, they don't need to basically install the product. They can consume it through the Azure cloud services so that they can pretty much accelerate the quality of their application development. And this is a big stride in our direction in order to be able to offer our product set for our customers to consume our products not only through an on-premise form factor, but also through a cloud form factor. And this is the first of the alliances which we have created with Microsoft Azure. So these are the four key announcements which we are going to make under the DevOps category, which will be launched at CA World. And another one, is an investment we are making to an existing product. I talked about Unified Infrastructure Management. That is a product which gives you the ability to manage server storage network from a single console, including big data. What we decided to do is to extend that in order to give customers the ability to not just manage server storage network, but they can now also manage Z systems, which are the mainframe systems from a single console. So instead of having multiple panes of glass in order to do management of performance as well as availability management of server storage and network, now you can also manage the mainframe systems from a single console. So that's another investment we are making in the product called Unified Infrastructure Management, which now gives customers a single pane of glass to be able to manage the entire infrastructure going from mobile all the way down to mainframe.
Is the choice to go through Azure Marketplace an endorsement of that platform over competing platforms?
No. Like I said, this is the first step we have taken is to basically have access to Microsoft Azure for our developer community, but we are definitely going to embrace other cloud platforms in the market.
We're certainly entering an age that some people have described as API economy, and everything is API creation, mm-hmm. management, distribution, security, mm-hmm. Library management. Certainly, you're aware that there are other vendors who have brought API creation and library management products to market. So I'm interested in CA's philosophy in approaching this and what the differentiator is for CA with these products compared to what we might find in the marketplace already.
So I think there are different products obviously available in the market, but now I think we have a complete suite of products. What we bring to the market, and which is a huge differentiation for us, is we can do the entire lifecycle management in a very, very secure manner because security is built in across the board within our product set.
Now, Aruna, I'd like to ask you a few questions about the DevOps aspect of this. One of the things that really struck me is that in this press briefing, it talks about how organizations are achieving a 29% reduction in the cost of putting applications to market by implementing strong DevOps practices. And I wasn't able to access the full report, but that just seems like a huge cut in costs, almost 30%. And I'm just wondering what exactly about those practices is it that allows organizations to save money? Is there a direct relationship between those cost savings, or is it more of a you know, this is a cost savings that you see over time if you implement the strategy, right?
Yes. So if you think about the overall DevOps market, right, it's DevOps is not just about the tools. Choosing the right set of tools which will actually fit into your existing ecosystem, has the ability to integrate with all the products with our, which the customers have already made existing investments in, becomes an important part of the tools decision. But DevOps is beyond just the tool set. If customers want to be able to get the ROI from DevOps, which could include, you know, rapid time to development, the ability to get cost savings in terms of, you know, end-to-end ROI, the fundamental change customers need to make is being able to change the culture, which is so, as well as the processes. So what does this mean? DevOps is actually a cultural transformation. It's a transformation which needs to occur within the company, which includes both people, process, and technology. The tooling and technology is an important part of the equation, but the people and process change is also an extremely important part of the organization. Having shared best practices, being able to provide tremendous amount of collaboration, not just with the tooling, but also from a people and process perspective between the dev side and the ops side, becomes another extremely important part of the economics and dynamics within DevOps. So when we listed the number on 29%, you know, that's based upon some of the value our existing customers or our beta customers have actually gotten trying our product set. But if you look across the board, the numbers pretty much can significantly vary. What I can actually pinpoint and say is because we ran a commissioned report with Freedom Dynamics, and so we commissioned a report, and they actually interviewed several thousand people, both on the dev as well as the ops side. And what they found is that customers who are actually embraced a digital transformation, which means that they have a mobile strategy, they have implemented a lot of digital transformation best practices, they have the ability to succeed and win in the market with DevOps. And, you know, we basically found from that particular study that, you know, customers have increased their customer retention by close to 45%. They were able to increase their top-line revenue growth by close to 44%.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was just wondering, because I'm sure it varies from organization to organization and depending on your needs, but a lot of business decision makers like to have hard numbers. So I'm wondering if maybe you, even just like a rough percentage of the part of DevOps that relies on technology and what percentage relies on organizational structure.
I would say it would, you know, it completely varies and depends upon the company and the organization, the size of the organization. And so if a company is very rigid and, you know, they have to think about a lot of things and it's a very large organization, you know, being able to bring about a cultural transformation is not very easy to do. So a large enterprise, a bank customer or insurance companies, then they are pretty much going to be dependent upon the tooling. But the more nimble web-scale companies, they have the ability to make the cultural transformation with people, process, and technology. In that case, I would say it's a good split between tools as well as culture. But in large companies, it's very difficult to get buy-in at the top. The dev and the ops teams don't even talk to each other, at which particular time, you know, they're totally dependent upon the tooling. So in there, I would say I can't give you a number in terms of the split because I usually want to provide you with the number based upon, you know, any kind of a survey we did or whatever I've seen in the market. But I would say tooling becomes an essential part of bridging the gap in order for them to realize the value with DevOps.
One other thing that I was wondering about too, I talked to a lot of developers who, when they talk about DevOps, they say it almost has nothing to do with the technology. It's about organizing your team and getting mm-hmm. your dev and your ops people together and splitting them into smaller teams so they can work more efficiently. And it just seems to me that the purchasing of a new service in order to support DevOps almost seems counterintuitive to the philosophy of DevOps, which is to cut down on your reliance on software and empower your team to work better on their own without, you know, while using less technology support and just developing and testing and doing things themselves.
So, you're spot on, right? So it's like I said, there is no, so DevOps is not like a market category which any of the analysts pretty much track. If you look at across the board, nobody can tell you whether the CAGR growth or what is the market side of DevOps, because every, you know, you can basically take a tool and it basically adheres towards the developer or the ops community. You can say it's a DevOps tool. Having said that, I would say that if there is a good amount of buy-in at the top, where the dev and the ops team establish a center of excellence, or they establish common best practices, and they have buy-in at the top level, then those organizations have the ability to basically embrace the cultural transformation which is much needed within DevOps, and then they'll be able to leverage the tools which they have made investments in or they're looking at in order to further accelerate their ROI towards DevOps. If you can get that cultural transformation or you can get the buy-in at the top, then the value you're going to get with the tools is definitely going to be there, but it's not going to be as accelerated if you don't have the cultural transformation. And what I see, talking to a lot of our CA customers, more and more companies are definitely embracing DevOps, and they're starting to see the value and the benefits with respect to DevOps. I'll give you an example of some of our very, very large customers, right? So if you look at Auto Trader, they invested in our tool sets with service virtualization, and they had 96% reduction in time to market in terms of being able to do integration testing. Testing is one part of the value within the DevOps life cycles. If you think about DevOps, it's all about being able to accelerate the development of the tools, going all the way from planning into the production side. So from planning into development into testing. So testing can be functional testing, performance testing, user acceptance testing, and then it goes into pre-production, and from pre-production it goes into production. How quickly can you move the application from the planning phase into the production side, and how can you keep it sustained so that you can keep your get end-to-end customer satisfaction is the ultimate goal of DevOps. And so different customers get tremendous amount of ROI across the entire life cycle with the tools. So like I said, with Auto Trader, they could get 96% reduction in time required for one cycle of integration testing. How does this help? It accelerates the application as it moves through the entire software delivery life cycle. They were able to get 25% reduction in software defects. ING, which is another big brand, they used to do about 150 deployments per month on their enterprise application. And they went from 150 to close to 30,000 deployments per month, going into 50,000 probably by the end of this functional year. So if you, why is that accelerated deployment important? Because you'll be able to bring new features very, very quickly to market, and you'll be able to provide the customer experience which customers need. So using the tool set, you can get tremendous amount of value, and you can get a reduction in the application and test lifecycle. You can find defects much more earlier on in the software delivery lifecycle, which means that it's much more less expensive when compared to finding those defects on the production side. And you'll get tremendous amount of savings across the board with the services. So every tool set which plays into one component of the software delivery lifecycle, if it is the right tool set, gives significant amount of savings to the customers in terms of ROI.
What I find most interesting here is it's not just dev and it's not just ops, but as you pointed out correctly, there's also QA and testing in the middle. So we really have three teams, three different skill sets that really have not traditionally overlapped. In fact, one could make the argument that in the past, these teams would actually compete with each other to bring an application to its knees and move on from there to reconstitute or rebuild an application, make it stronger, and then go to operations. Now, so that makes me wonder, what are companies doing to deal with these skill sets that traditionally have not overlapped, and what the best practices are that companies are embracing to make DevOps work?
So there are a lot of tools in the market, right? So that's why, you know, right now, if you look across the board, there is tremendous amount of momentum with open source projects, in terms of being able to build, develop a mindshare. There are multiple different languages and frameworks if you think about developers, and there are new tools and languages which come into market. Like if in the last couple of years you've seen Python and Ruby on Rails and Node.js take tremendous amount of traction from other languages like Java and .NET. And the ability for the tools to be able to support multitude of these languages and frameworks becomes an important part of the equation. So whether it's a dev tool or it's a test tool or whether it's an ops tool, being able to support modern frameworks is absolutely critical across the software delivery lifecycle. And if you think about the skill set, you know, I never used to see titles which is called DevOps engineer. More and more now I see titles in terms of job descriptions which says DevOps engineer, and out of curiosity I actually went and looked up to see what is the job description all about. Even though it says DevOps engineer, they're actually looking for a development engineer who has exposure to multitude of different languages and frameworks. It could be a test engineer, but he needs to be able to test across multitude of languages and frameworks. And they need to have ability to and exposure to a lot of the new tools which are coming into the market all the time. So the skill sets are changing, but if I have to connect that to the underlying tools, and the tool sets need to be able to support the end developer community or the test community, and as well as the ops community. And the people who are actually going to win this market is who have the broad framework of tool sets which will play across the entire software delivery lifecycle, which will allow, you know, all of our customers, whether it's a developer, it's a tester, or it's an ops engineer, to do their jobs better by bringing good amount of collaboration across the tool set.
Certainly there are a lot of companies who are standing on the sideline watching the early adopters of DevOps either do things right or make mistakes along the way. What can these companies standing on the sideline learn in terms of things that early adopters have done right or mistakes to avoid in moving to DevOps?
I would say like I said, there is no hard cut ROIs which anybody can publish and say, if you adopt my tool or if you do these kind of cultural transformations, this is the exact ROI you'll probably get, right? So you can never state that. But the early adopters who are the risk takers, they've seen some tremendous amount of value. If you look at the Amazons and the Netflix of the world, they have actually submerged their dev and the ops team. Their dev guys actually carry pagers. Can all of the large enterprise companies do that? It's much more harder to do because given the cultural transformation that needs to happen within the company. And so what the early adopters are, who are the trailblazers who are leaving across the board, which the larger companies can learn from, is how are they actually making those changes? Is it through the tool sets? And then you'll see tons of case studies across the board. And we at CA are actually using this as an opportunity to educate our customers, not just on the cultural transformation part, but also on the tool set part. In terms of some of the successes our large customers have gotten across the board. So we run customer advisory boards. We are very, very active in terms of being able to publish the case studies through our communities, through our thought leadership blog, through our Rewrite community. And you'll be able to learn some of the best practices and successes which other customers have actually implemented so that you can in turn build your center of excellence. Give you some of the examples which recently occurred. L'Oreal, right? So they are one of the world's largest cosmetic companies. They adopted our CA API management tool, and they went through this whole part of modernizing a lot of their apps. So modernizing their entire e-commerce application platform was a key part of their success, which basically contributed to a significant revenue growth for L'Oreal. So today, the APIs enable their commerce platform to fully integrate with Amazon Cloud so that they can provide access across numerous channels, which can be accessed by sales, marketing, and third-party and customers. And they saw a 5x increase in the endpoint supported, and they were able to do that without adding additional staff in order to support their modernization effort. And this best practice, we share that with a lot of our customers through ultimate case studies, which they can actually implement. We're going to have CA World. A lot of our customers are going to come and talk about the value they actually got out of DevOps. Another example is Nordstrom. They were able to get 66% reduction in debt cycles. They were able to get performance testing cut down from 3 months to 4 days. Like you rightfully said, testing is a huge part of the software delivery lifecycle and is a huge part of DevOps. And Nordstrom will be able to come and talk about their case study on how they were able to leverage our service virtualization tool in order to get the significant ROI, which we hope that other customers can actually leverage, you know, as they're looking for tools in terms of cultural transformation, in terms of tooling, in order to be able to talk to their underlying customers.
Aruna, I just had a question, because we're talking a lot about this a lot on an organizational level, but we were also talking earlier about how the skill sets are changing. And so it seems pretty clear what organizations need to do in order to adopt DevOps, but what do developers need to do in order to prepare themselves for this cultural shift? If you have a guy who was just a Java coder for the last 20 years, does that mean that if he wants to keep up, he needs to go back to school, he needs to learn about testing, he needs to see if his company will pay for training on new skills, or, you know, is he kind of gonna just get left behind, or she? Sorry.
So I would say, right, like, so our developer is going to be focused on being able to do his job better and keeping up his skill set in terms of understanding different new frameworks or existing frameworks and the enhancements which come to that. But having said that, more and more developers are embracing cloud, and which is why all those tools need to be available for the developers as they're actually developing their code as well as they're testing their code, which is why you know, we at CA have decided to make a significant investment in terms of being able to allow our developers to leverage our tools through multiple different cloud platforms, and Azure being the first of them. But you'll see that very soon we'll have the ability to bring a lot of our tool sets to be available through a lot of the cloud platforms. So from a skill set perspective, I would say that having access to the tools through multiple different cloud platforms becomes extremely important. Another aspect which developers actually look for is being able to, you know, get their hands dirty and try a multitude of open source tools and products. The underlying tools from vendors have to change in order to cater to the developer as well as the tester as well as the ops community. The tools need to also provide the DevOps engineer, which could be a dev engineer, or he could be a test person, or it could be an ops person, to be able to successfully collaborate using the tools. And that's another area which CA is making major bets and investments on.
Okay. How about just to wrap up, we kind of just do, you know, in a minute or less, the top three things that anyone who wants to adopt DevOps needs to know or pay attention to.
So the first thing somebody needs to know is DevOps is a cultural transformation. In order to be successful at DevOps, there needs to be a center of excellence, or there needs to be a buy-in at the top so that you can establish a common vision across the dev, test, and the ops organization, a common set of collaborative best practices which people can actually build upon in additional to the technology. The second aspect with respect to DevOps is when they're making a decision in terms of choosing the right tool set, one of the key important elements they need to think about is how does that particular tool fit into their existing investments they've already made? Does it work with their existing product set? So if you think about continuous delivery, which is an important subset within DevOps, it's all about being able to deploy the tool while making sure that that particular tool integrates with all of the investments they've made within the software delivery lifecycle. And again, here, and so that's another important aspect they need to think about. And last but not the least, how differentiated are the tools? There are a plethora of tools. How integrated are the tool sets? Can tool A, which is catered towards the testing side, have the ability to pass information to an ops tool? So the collaboration is a very, very important part of DevOps, and continuous improvement and continuous feedback is also an extremely important aspect of DevOps. So how can the tools enable you to basically maximize your role in terms of efficiency so that it facilitates constant collaboration and continuous improvement and continuous feedback becomes another extremely important part of the equation. So these are the three important things one needs to consider when they're making, they're going on, they're embarking on their journey around DevOps.
Great. Excellent. All right, well, that's it from us. Thank you for joining us today, Aruna. We really enjoyed talking to you and appreciate your time.
Likewise. It was a pleasure meeting you guys.
Okay, that was Aruna Ravichandran from CA Technologies. Be sure to check out searchsoa.com and searchcloudapplications.com to find more content about DevOps today. Until next time, this is Fred Churchill and Joel Shore signing off.